Roy Anderson's Promenade, copyrighted in 1945, and taped by John Saying on the Howell Wurlitzer Hybrid in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois, open today's Hot Pipes. LeRoy was an American composer of short, light music pieces, many of which were featured in concert and recorded by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. Also in 1945, Anderson wrote The Syncopated Clock while serving in the U.S. Counterintelligence Corps as a translator and interpreter, since he was fluent in 8 European languages. This is Charlie Baylog's arrangement on the Massive Wurlitzer in Organstop Pizza, Mesa, Arizona.
Thank you.
Serenata, Joseph Seal and the Wurlitzer and the ABC Wriggle Kingston upon Thames from a 1965 Pye LP. Initially written as an instrumental in 1947, Mitchell Parish wrote lyrics for the piece, which were recorded by Sarah Vaughan and Johnny Mathis, among many others. The Waltzing Cat followed in 1950, which Anderson himself recorded with his very successful orchestra. Nigel Ogden's recording was made on Manchester's Free Trade Hall Wurlitzer in 1993 for his Entertaining Organist CD for the now defunct Ois Digital label. One of Leroy Anderson's best-known compositions, Blue Tango, dates from 1951 and charted as instrumentals for four American orchestras, including his own, and by Ray Martin in the UK. It earned Anderson a golden disc and was his first number one hit. Reginald Fort's taping in 1952 on the Wurlitzer and the Fox Theatre, Detroit, appeared on several releases of the stereo pioneering label Cook Records. Thank you. You're tuned to Steve Ashley's Hot Pipes on Serenade Radio. From a tango to a waltz, Belle of the Ball, composed the same year as Blue Tango and also recorded by Anderson in the US and Ray Martin in the UK. This is General Shaw, who for many years was the house organist on the Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square, from a 1975 De Roy release. '51 was a good year for Anderson, who wrote no less than 8 instrumentals, including the lesser-known China Doll, which Jelani Ennington recorded for a 2-CD release of 52 of Leroy's works in 2006. It featured the Wurlitzer in the San Filippo Place de la Musique, Barrington, Illinois. Thank you. Stanley Tudor and the Gilmont Manchester Wurlitzer with the Sandpaper Ballet, which was copyrighted in 1954. Stanley was the resident or house organist on that Wurlitzer from the theatre's opening in 1935 until 1953. The Gilmont was demolished in 1990 and the organ purchased by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Society. This next piece could be an ode to the Gilmont's fate. Forgotten Dreams dates from 1955, but wasn't recorded by Anderson until 1957, when it charted in both Canada and the UK. Cyril Stapleton's recording also charted in Britain the same year. Douglas Reeve and the Dual Purpose Concert and Theatre Organ, built by Hill, Norman and Beard, makers of Christie Instruments, in the Dome Theatre, Brighton. Anderson composed music for the 1958 stage musical Goldilocks, which opened on Broadway in 1958, but closed just 161 performances later. It produced this charming foxtrot, Lazy Moon, the only one of the 25 songs to survive. Dudley Savage recorded the song as part of a medley featuring the Compton and Mellotone in the ABC Royal Plymouth and broadcast in 1975. Thank you. Leroy Anderson lived from 1908 to 1975, and as well as his composing talents, was an accomplished pianist and organist. His first composition in 1938, Jazz Pizzicato, ran for just over 90 seconds, too short for a 3-minute 78 RPM side, so Arthur Fiedler suggested that Anderson write a companion piece, which became Jazz Legato. Here's Robinson Cleaver with the Pizzicato, featuring the Christie in the Astro Theatre Llandudno. I've just time to say goodbye on this Leroy Anderson edition of Hot Pipes. Next time, I'll be featuring the music of Cole Porter. Bye for now.